listening to Toledo's news, weather, and traffic station, News Radio 1370 WSPD. And now on 92.9 FM from the YarkAuto.com studios, here is Scott Sands.
We'll talk with Cleveland chef, Cleveland native, expert, longtime meat enthusiast, as his bio proclaims. Michael Simon will join us to talk about his new show, BBQ USA, which premieres Monday on the Food Network. I don't know if Toledo is really known as a barbecue city, but I've had some really good barbecue here. The Third Street Cigar Barbecue Barons and their huge-ass smoker, Dietz, Dick's, Smoky Bones. Pretty good places, right? If you're a barbecue enthusiast, there's a brand new show premiering Monday night on the Food Network. It's BBQ USA, and it's hosted by Cleveland native Michael Simon, who is joining me now on the Scott Sands Show. Michael, hello from Ohio.
Nice. Toledo, I mean, are you at least going to, like, send me some hot dogs or something from Tony Paco's?
I can send you some Paco's dogs for sure if you send me some great food from your places in Cleveland, too.
Sounds like a good trade to me.
So, listen, first of all, I've got to address this. In your bio, you're described as longtime meat enthusiast. I'm putting that in my bios.
Well, I feel like most people from Ohio could.
Right. Who's not a longtime meat enthusiast?
Vegetarians.
Right, well, and God knows I've been in trouble with PETA before. I don't need that mess again. So, Michael, tell us about the new show. Tell us about BBQ USA.
So, super excited. We're rolling into season two. First year was great. We're premiering on Monday at 10:30 this week on Monday following Barbecue Brawl. So those shows will kind of, you know, connect to each other. Little barbecue pocket on Mondays on Food Network. And I mean, it's really great because obviously, you know, smoking meat and barbecue and those kind of things have always been a huge passion of mine. And I mean, we have restaurants that focus around live fire. So, to get to travel the country and go to these competitions is, I mean, I think it's so great for the viewer because it is such a true, honest look into what the barbecue circuit is like, you know, what the competition circuit is like, which is much different than, you know, the restaurant circuit, so to speak, of barbecue.
So is there a region of barbecue that you prefer personally? Is it KC, Memphis, the Carolinas, Alabama? I mean, man, I'm from the South originally, so I drool when I think of Dreamland ribs in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, Dreamland's fantastic. You know, I think what's happening with barbecue now, which I really love, and it's something that we always try to focus on in Cleveland, is it's barbecue is doing what food should do. It's reflective of the communities that people live in. So it's like, you know, like when we first opened Mabel's and I said we're doing Cleveland barbecue, people are like, I don't understand. But it's like, you know, we're using the techniques that are tried and true, but we're trying to give it our local flavor, you know, for just like baseline barbecue. I mean, I really love what they do in Texas. You know, I love the results that they get from their offset smokers. I love that they really focus on, you know, not overpowering the meat with smoke. And typically, you know, the flavors are all about the quality of meat they use and the technique and smoke that they use. And it's not a drowned in sauce style barbecue. So I guess if I had to pick one that really inspires me, I would say, I really love Texas and I love some of the whole hog stuff they do in the Carolinas.
Now, see, I kind of agree with you because when I eat barbecue, I want to taste the flavors of the meat and the smokiness of how it was cooked and slow smoked for, you know, 12, 15 hours, however long that brisket took. I don't want it drowned in a barbecue soup. And I do love me some good sauce, but I want to taste the meat.
Oh, 100%.
Just, you know
100%,
what I mean?
But like, I love it. Like in Texas, they say, if it needs sauce, you did it wrong.
Right.
You know,
then you're just disguising. Like, you can make a great sauce, but you're just disguising it.
That accents it, you know, not something that dry it, I feel.
I admittedly have not been to Mabel's. I've got to try that out. I have been to Winking Lizard, I think, in Cleveland before. They've got a pretty good sauce.
Yeah, and you know, it's, I don't know if they're smoking in house and stuff. They, you know, but they do. They take care of their product and stuff, and their beer list is epic.
What other, as you can you think of any other Ohio barbecue places that we should try out?
You know, I mean, it's like when we opened Mabel's about a decade ago, there wasn't, I mean, there were some of the old school places, like it doesn't exist anymore, but Hot Sauce Williams, which had been around in Cleveland forever, and B&M, which is still around, and like those are like the old school Cleveland barbecue places. You know, now there's, they continue to kind of pop up throughout the city, and people are doing their regional spins on them, which is, you know, I think fun and interesting, and where barbecue should be going. But like, if you want like a taste of like what the old school kind of barbecue would be in Cleveland, like B&M is like the old school place that now that Hot Sauce isn't open anymore.
We're talking to Michael Simon here on the Scott Sancho. BBQ USA premieres Monday night on the Food Network. And Michael goes around dealing with the barbecue circuit. What kind of people are on the barbecue circuit? Describe these pit masters who are going from competition to competition and doing the smoking right.
I mean, one of the great things about the barbecue world and the barbecue circuit, the competition circuit, is, you know, everybody's competing against each other, and obviously everybody wants to win. I mean, ultimately, that's the goal of going to these things. But there is a tremendous amount of community in the barbecue world where they really look out for each other and take care of each other. And, you know, there's just a real sense of community. It's like, even though people are competing against each other, you'll see, like, if a team's like, oh, my God, I'm low on wood, or I'm out of this, or I forgot that. The team next door to them will say, wait, we have this, I have that, and they'll help each other even though they're in direct competition. So
it's a community.
I really love the sense of family that's there.
And really, that's what you think about when you think about getting a bunch of people together for a barbecue as well. As a longtime meat enthusiast, do you have a preference? Is it ribs? Is it brisket? Is it pulled pork? Is it chicken, turkey, sausage? What's the best barbecue meat?
I mean, I'm going to say the thing that I like cooking the most is brisket or pork belly. The thing that I tend to love eating the most is ribs. brisket, is the chef in me adores a process that takes 12 to 16 hours. And, you know, there's a lot of nurturing that goes on during that time. So the chef in me really loves a brisket or a pork belly that takes a little bit longer, but the inner kid in me loves ripping through about two slabs of ribs.
Perfect. Does it get awkward eating on television? As a fat kid, I gotta think, I don't want people staring at me while I'm shoving a big barbecue sandwich in my face.
I mean, I've been on Food Network since 1998, so if I'm not comfortable eating on television by now, I got problems.
Michael Simon, man, and your laugh still infectious. Longtime meat enthusiast, Michael Simon, BBQ USA. It premieres Monday night on the Food Network. Michael, it's great to talk to you again.
Great talking to you too,